Be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It is Radio BAM!
And now...
And now...
Here's BAM!
Oh yeah, fuck yeah. Brandon Novak, aka Dream Seller.
Dream Seller,
Joe DeVito, director of Where the F is Santa.
What up?
And then we also have Dick Hang Fake Cock. Shut up, Shit Goose.
Shit Goose always wants to get in the fucking picture of everything.
It's a little wild. It's Memorial Day special.
Yeah, it is.
Radio BAM's Memorial Day special.
I've had some Miller's Lots.
Novak, what do you think about Memorial Day? What do you remember? What's your memory for Memorial Day?
Is today Memorial Day?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, idiot. The thing I remember most about today is Memorial Day.
You can remember Memorial Day. Yes.
I remember trying to get a waitress at the bar to go home with me, and she wouldn't.
Yeah.
That's how I remember
her. Where at? Bottom Marcetti?
No, I was with you, dipshit, at Doc McGrogan's.
That was a few nights ago, moron.
That was tonight, right?
Memorial.
I remember our fallen soldiers.
Is today Memorial Day?
Yes, it is. Memorial Day.
Okay.
Is our Memorial Day
congratulations,
special?
Novak. You've won.
Absolutely. That's the way
you
it
know
goes.
How many people you pissed off tonight?
What do I give a fuck if I piss anyone
We're
off?
We're out at a frat bar.
Okay, DeVito's your buddy, right?
Yeah, big time.
Okay, well, you pissed him off.
Did I piss you off, Vitz?
You always piss me off a little bit.
Why? Say what? And let me clear the record here. DeVito, BAM is the... What do you consider on movies and shit? Are you the producer?
He's the star.
Yeah, that.
Okay, so BAM's a star. DeVito is the...
executive producer.
Okay.
And director.
And director.
And I ride BAM's coattail.
Right.
So why do you get so mad at me all the time, DeVito?
It probably falls like somewhere about an hour after you show up on set when you start acting like an idiot.
Well, what do I do to make you mad?
I mean, your cock's out pretty much most of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we all got to see your ass.
Oh, what you do tonight's probably a lawsuit.
How about, and DeVito is here for this, we were filming Viva La Bam. I had to walk out on the back porch naked, and I went in your room, and I couldn't find any lube, so I found suntan lotion and jerked off, and I was 2 minutes before coming, and I'm like, I can't come. I walk out on the porch, and Anna, she reevaluated.
What's her title?
She was the line producer.
What is she now?
That was.
She's not working with us anymore. Probably because of the story you're about to tell.
Dude, I walked down the porch.
Probably.
In the Viva La Bam show, I was supposed to walk out on the porch naked with like a fucking construction belt on, with a board over my dick with lemonade for everybody. But I didn't tell them.
Lemonade.
I told Bam, like, yo, I'm gonna go in your room and jerk off and get my dick rock hard before I walk out.
Yeah, like that happened.
So I go into his room and I start jerking off, but I can't find lube, so I find suntan lotion, which
is like...
Because
you find your dick.
Yeah, I'm a grower, not a shower, Chad. So I go into his room and I find suntan lotion, which is like white. I start jerking my dick off. I'm 2 seconds away from coming. I walk out. And, you know, we got DeVito, hot shit producer, Bam, the star of the show. Bam makes me do it. Bam makes me do all this shit. Right. Thank God for Bam. Because if it wasn't for Bam, I would not be getting paid for what I do right now.
Well, you're paying your dues.
Yeah, and the thing was, I paid my dues forever, but they would never pay me. So they're like, okay, this is Bam's best friend.
You've paid your dues, so now it's a different story.
And I wrote a book, so now DeVito...
And staying clean also keeps you employed.
And actually, the reason, Novak,
before you say anything, DeVito, next time you want me for a film, I want at least $4,000.
Oh, that's big time.
That's small money, too, dude.
Small money to who? I was sucking dick for
$10. We got to get the lawyers on the phone for that one.
Should I call Bill Butler?
No, don't call Bill.
I will. He'd love to talk.
No, Vegas, well, Bill Butler, your
is
lawyer?
Is he awake?
Yeah.
How do you know?
I know.
What kind of lawyer is he?
Federal attorney.
So you've been in some federal problem? You've had some trouble?
Big time. Yeah. I got a case coming up on the 23rd.
Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, on the 23rd, the kids have come.
Yeah,
out.
Big time.
So I had a court appointment 3 weeks ago. No, before I went to Finland. So about 4.5 weeks ago, I was still fucking up. I go to court.
On what?
On this charge. I'll tell you the charge in a second. But I was late. I wasn't late, but my lawyer was late because he had another case in Bel Air. So I'm falling asleep in the courtroom. And the judge stops all the fucking courtroom things and he says, you, sir, wait outside because I'm falling asleep in his courtroom and he's not happy about that. So I go wait outside for my attorney to come. I put my cell phone on the middle of my chest like this and I'm sleeping on the bench and a criminal comes out and steals it from me. Finally, my lawyer comes. I go back in front of the judge and he's like, this guy can't even keep his eyes open. He's sleeping during my whole thing. Now, my hot shit attorney, Bill Butler, gets me a stet docket on it. And,
What?
He'll explain better. You guys carry on, and I'm going to see if I can get him on the phone.
It's at cool. this hour?
Are you really going to call Bill Butler?
Yeah, dude, big time. Is that why you were falling asleep?
Are you on drugs?
Right now?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, how about when you were falling asleep in the courtroom?
I wasn't on drugs at the time. I was doing drugs, but not that
on?
Morning.
Just shut the fuck
not
up.
Not that morning.
What were you
the
on, Novak, man?
You did before you passed out.
God damn it.
Pills.
Pills.
But
pills.
I wasn't on pills that morning.
What?
I just don't like to wake up at 7:30 in the morning.
Cut to the chase.
I don't like to wake up
cut
at 7:30.
Cut to the chase.
Okay, you guys carry on. Bill will explain this. Go ahead.
No, I want to talk to Bill Butler.
Okay.
Butler.
All right, you guys carry on.
Carry on.
All right, let's. You know what? You're gonna have this whole show because I want to hear you talk to Bill Butler.
Okay. Bill Butler has got you out of what crime so far?
Do you have a speakerphone? Who has a speakerphone?
Phone.
I don't know. My right, phone doesn't fucking work.
Work.
Tommy's on Sirius Radio.
Radio.
Here, put him on speaker.
It's
idiot.
Memorial Day. He better remember you, dude.
Dude.
It's ringing. My federal attorney. If anyone makes
him. Put on speaker. You
don't have a speaker.
Yeah,
what the fuck good
Bam,
is
why
it?
Why don't we play a song? Let Novak
wait,
get his
it's
attorney.
Ringing right now.
Now.
But
now,
we can
now.
Hear it.
All right.
Novak, tell me you want to sue DeVito for not paying.
Hey.
Tell me the answer.
Where's Ryan Oldie?
Oldie.
I want to see his tramp stamp.
Stamp.
Yo, Bill.
Oh,
it's Novak.
Wait. Hold on.
I like this song.
Can you leave me a message?
Oh. All right, go to the next song or something.
Yeah. Hey, Bam, you got a song, track 4, on the CD? What is it?
It
is Nikki Six, Pray For Me.
Oh, yeah.
Is it this heroin diary thing?
It's for Novak.
Yeah, but is it like that thing where he talks over it?
It's for Bill Butler.
When he says day 3 in this song, he's like, day 3.
No.
It's the third
that's
day.
Track
day.
That's track 10, man.
Oh, is it?
And being as I just wrote a book about heroin and shit, I read his book in rehab. Didn't really care for it. I liked it, but I didn't care for it that much. He's a great writer. He's a great man. He's a great musician. But I didn't like the book, so I gave it away. But then I heard the CD through Bam, and it's a brilliant idea. Cross-reference the book with the album. Chad?
We should do a Dream Seller audiobook.
And that's what I need you for.
I wonder if there's any interest in that. If you listeners have any interest in that, go type it up on some websites. Maybe we'll find that out.
Well,
I don't want to fucking read a book. I mean, I'll listen to your audiobook. I'll record it.
And the plus side of it is that me, Bam, and Franz own it, so we make loads of cash.
All right, let's do it.
By the way, Novak is a complete piece of shit right now.
Now.
100%.
Yeah.
It's all
right. Tell me more.
So,
what do you want to know about?
You pulled your pants down at Doc McGrogan's and you hugged some waitress did not ask for it one bit.
You rubbed her dick all over.
I got on footage too.
Yeah, the bitch was stingy titties. She had dreadlocks. She probably just wanted to go and smoke weed all day and do nothing.
She didn't like you at all.
She had a peace button on her.
Broads don't like me. I just want to agitate even more.
More.
That definitely won't get you laid either. If you have a good time with it. I mean, honestly, you did rub your naked ass dick on her. That was weird. She didn't give a shit. Happy tipper. Was that a tip okay?
Gee, you were stepping on the foot, you fat.
I don't know. You know who paid the bill? DeVito.
DeVito paid the bill?
Thank you, DeVito.
I did.
But what about Missy, though? She didn't get a dime.
Yeah. Oh, she's getting paid.
Missy didn't get paid for any of this show that was just filmed.
No, she's getting paid.
That's messed up, because Missy does a damn good job all the time.
How would we not pay Missy?
It's true.
I'm asking you.
I thought it was just an oversight.
Everyone,
it's not an oversight.
Everyone else got paid, but
don't
Missy,
worry about it.
What's going on?
No, I didn't get paid.
No, Missy's getting paid.
What's she getting paid?
She's getting paid the same amount as everybody else.
It's Chag.
No, I did.
Chag got paid.
Of course.
No, that where
Chad,
the fuck?
I got paid. Thank you very much.
There's some pictures from the movie Ryan put up on his RyanGPhotography.com.
What'd you make on the deal, Chad?
On where the fuck is Santa?
Yeah.
Like $2,500.
That's what I made, too. $2,500.
You made more than I did.
Really?
Yeah.
How much did you get?
Because you're fat and you're a faggot.
I got 1,000.
Are you serious?
No, well,
dude.
No,
the tattoo.
But that's what I got for the movie. But I got paid for work, too, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, Hannah doesn't only act.
Call Bill Butler.
Yeah, I agree. Hannah, what did you make for working on the set?
That I don't know. It was 12 days worth of pay.
What was it?
I don't know what the price was.
He probably spent it like a moron.
What'd you do, buy a weed pipe and a starter bag of tobacco?
No. I do have somebody's weed right here in my hand.
Hannah, how much money do you have left from this whole Finland thing?
About almost $2,000.
Yeah, what'd you buy that was completely useless to you?
Everything.
I only made like $2,500 from the movie.
Hannah buys anything with his money. Like,
I only spent $500.
He gets a hobby for the minute.
What'd you buy, dipshit?
I spent $500
on
the
what?
Movie. That was over a month ago. $500 on
per diem.
No, just food and.
Did you buy a new Harley jacket?
No, I didn't buy it.
He bought that much
little
food.
Faggot.
Joe,
don't start giving me shit, Mister. I borrowed money from Ben.
Joe,
to buy
you
a
filmed
where's Picasso?
Well, you filmed this movie. What was like the craziest part of it? What was the hardest thing to do in Finland when you were trying to direct the movie with Bam and everybody? How'd you get it done?
I think like the hardest part and the best part. That has always been the case with us. Like, we've been filming together for years, and I think the hardest part is always just balancing the work with the fun. You know, we go out and we fucking go for it. These guys,
it's hard to do.
What was your favorite thing on the Finland trip, DeVito?
I mean, just being out there and going for it. You know, I mean, we were in the Arctic Circle, and we're up to snow, like up to our balls in snow.
True.
And we're working 12-hour days, and we got a crew behind us. You know, trying to keep up with Bam and the guys and everybody.
And the more days that go on, the more booze that I drink.
Yeah.
And then you have to slap me awake at 10 in the morning. I'm like, what the F?
What day did you think, like, this is great? What day were you like, this is the best trip?
I mean, we did a little radio
interview.
The
whole time on this time.
Yeah, we did a radio interview in Finland, and I was saying how it was the best trip of my life. And it really was. I mean, to travel that far and trek up the Arctic Circle,
come on.
Come on. I mean, it's insane.
What day did you say this is the worst trip?
The day that it was the worst trip was probably when we didn't
try
find
to get
Santa.
Back on a plane.
No, when we didn't find Santa and we had to take an overnight train back to Helsinki with... Like the mission being a failure,
right.
And that next morning we woke up and Joe Franz, who's not here right now,
is singing the Rainbow Connection to Joe, and he's all pissed off because
I drank with Jesse Margera until 7 in the morning, and at 8 a.m. Joe Franz was banging on my door, like singing on the top of his lungs. The Rainbow Connection. And at that same time...
Was that on the bullet train?
That's when me and you fell asleep the whole night.
And let me tell you what Bam did. Can I speak?
Go ahead.
We fell asleep on the bullet train. I, of course, fell asleep listening to Baby Shambles. He decides we're in a two-bunk, small-ass place. He jerks off twice thinking about his wife. He's like, hey, I just got to jerk off to Missy. I haven't seen her forever. And what does he do? He doesn't, like, use a towel. He sleeps in his cum.
What's the problem?
Yeah, he was getting off the train anyway.
What's the problem?
I thought it was cool, but I don't know.
But you were in a bunk upstairs.
I was fine listening to Pete Doherty.
You couldn't even look. And you had your Walkman on.
Joe woke up to the Rainbow Connection, and all the film and footage was stolen of the entire movie that we shot.
Basically, long story short...
They took your shit hostage, didn't they?
We were in Finland filming, and, you know, it's hard to pay, like, international shit. There's a bunch of business stuff that's boring to talk about, but we woke up, and our Finnish friends were like, you know, until we get paid, we got to hold on to your footage.
I would do the same shit.
Yeah, I would have too.
Yeah,
nobody
blames them. We all agreed there was just business shit.
But they held the footage hostage.
Yeah, and I woke up to that while Franz was singing to me, and I physically attacked Joe Franz.
Me and Bam walk out of the bullet train in our little room, and we hear DeVito going crazy, and we're just like, okay, we're just going to go in the room and let them work it out.
That was the worst wake-up ever.
You know, it was just like the whole deal, you know?
Yeah, Franz was my roommate the whole time. He's screaming through the wall. Jill's screaming through the door, like, singing the same song.
Now, Novak.
The nightmare.
Yes.
You're a drug addict.
I was.
Yeah. Well, were you drug addict more than me?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Did you find anything?
Meaning what?
Did you find drugs in...
Yo,
when we were on the
Finland
trip,
specify.
Did you sneakily find any secret
drugs? Did you do any
drugs
that we, none of us knew that you did?
Did you do drugs in Finland?
Secret drugs.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
So you weren't...
But
you haven't been clean.
I didn't sneak what I did.
What'd you find?
A bit of uppers.
Any real good...
I want to know the exact truth.
Dope.
No heroin, no downers. Actually, you... I was around a few people. Some people didn't take part, but I did a line of some keep-me-up shit.
Yes. There's okay. A lot of people out there doing
that
speed.
Was, that,
a lot
was
of crazy.
Right about, that was right about
in,
the time
in
Novak...
Romanimi?
No, in Helsinki, there's a lot of speed.
Mm-hmm. I haven't fucked up since I've been home, man. I'm like about almost 2 months in.
Well, if you don't have to do the heroin, that's the best part.
I'm not doing heroin or pills.
That shit will kill you quicker than
you're an idiot when you're on that.
Yeah, I know, big time.
Yeah, and then you lie to everybody.
Yeah, I
my friends, and it sucks.
I like
about,
you.
What about
I
tonight,
like,
though?
I like you more after the Finland trip, because you were kind of sober, I think, at times, and you're different when you're on dope.
Thank you, Chad.
Well, I like it a lot better now.
Thank you.
Chad? Apologize to Missy and the entire radio.
Yeah, no, I apologize to Missy.
To Missy and the whole radio.
I apologize to Missy and anyone here and anyone out in radio world. That I put through hell.
Say Hannah's
because,
name.
And Hannah. That I put through hell because of my drug addiction, man. It sucks, and I apologize, man.
You know, the thing about Novak is when he's fucked up, he's a piece of shit and everybody wants to kill him, but when he's not... He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
And we love him. But it's like you love him, but then you want to fucking kill him.
Here's the best story ever. Your bachelor party in Vegas.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, it's between me and DeVito.
Oh, no.
I meet this, and by the way, I love Mandy. But I meet this fucking blonde-haired whore. And I'm doing everything with her butt Sunday. And, and the bitch ends up stealing all my money and my iPod. And then DeVito starts giving Bam shit about me, so I jump in the middle. I'm like, Bam, fuck DeVito, man. Fire him. Fire him, fire him, fire him. Bam's like, I can't fire him. And then remember we filmed that scene in the hot tub room? Remember at the end we filmed the scene with me and some bros in the hot tub?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'll film, but as long as you kick DeVito out of the room. And like he kind of listened, kind of didn't.
What was your problem?
I was mad at him.
He was just mad because he was.
And this,
he hadn't slept in 4 days.
I'll tell you what I was. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I was.
You had nobody to blame.
I
got her number.
You're right.
Caller.
Let's call the bitch now.
I got her number.
But anyways, look at Chiota get my leftovers. But anyways,
but look what I saved it as.
Just dial the bitch up, and then I'm like, Bam, DeVito fucking sucks, man. He's telling you that like I can't be part of this, blah blah. And I'm just talking crazy out of my ass, and Bam's like, dude, I'm not firing. And I'm like, well,
where is he?
Oh shit, look at that fucking barber.
Ryan
Orville's here.
Oh, what's his number, Novak?
The real lady
and
killer.
And Rob Bob.
Hey, say pray for me, Nikki Six. You got your trainer here too, Bam Bam.
I know, look how hot he looks.
Let's hear you do it.
Look how sexy he is with his fucking jacket all open.
Alright, fuck that sexy jacket open. This is pray for me, Nikki Six.
And what faction?
Faction 28 Radio Bam!
Oh.
right now. Oh. Stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Nikki Six, pray for me.
Yeah.
That's 6 a.m. Novak.
Yeah.
Get it together.
Get it together, would you?
I
bought your drinks all night, and so did Joe DeVito.
You little prick.
But I want to talk to Jocaso.
Yeah, dude. Get the abs over here, you son of a bitch.
Okay, Jocaso. Hey,
who do you got on the phone, Bam? Novak's got his lawyer on the
it's
phone.
It's cool. Let's talk to him.
Hey, I'll hold it here.
Yo.
Go ahead, talk to Jocaso.
Yeah, I'm ready.
You got to talk to Jocaso, Bam.
Wait, we're talking to Bill Butler.
This is my personal bail bonds. How many times you bail me out of jail, Vinny?
About 100.
What's my problem? Why can't I get shit right?
You're mentally retarded.
I heard at one point you had a red light aimed at my chest.
At many points I had a red light.
Weren't you going to kill me one time?
Was I gonna kill you?
Yeah, remember you said you said you had a.
I don't know about killing you. I wanted to choke you a few times, but I don't know about killing you.
But remember you said you had a serious gun with a red laser pointed at my chest.
Serious gun. I had a shotgun with a red laser pointed at your chest.
How come you never pulled the trigger?
Because you were sleeping. I thought you were already
fucking dead. I was sleeping because I was high, Vinny.
He knows.
You were in the middle of my street sleeping. About 45 people.
Well, now that we share attorneys, so I'm on your good side, right?
Yeah, you're good. You're protected now.
So, what happens if Damien comes after me?
He can't come after you.
Damien's not going to touch me, is he?
How come?
No, not a prayer.
How come?
The Bam wants to know. Bam wants to know why not.
He's not allowed. It's not a good thing.
But why?
Why not? Bam wants to know.
Because he's worth more to me alive than he
is dead. Yeah, remember that night I brought Bam to your strip joint?
Yeah, he had some crowd cakes. He was cool.
Your bail bondsman owns a strip joint?
Dude, my bail bondsman owns tons of things.
Yeah, I would if I had a bail bondsman.
This guy's a man with a plan. Remember all those Yo Boys love Bam to death?
They
did love me.
What happened?
They love me.
What'd they say about him after he left?
They want me to bring him up to his house. I'm like, I don't know where he lives. I know, you know what I mean? They're like, we want to come hang out with him. I'm like, really, you don't want to hang out with
you, trust me. Yeah, don't you have some kind of new bikini bar thing opening?
Yeah, I'm doing a bikini contest.
Did you want Bam there?
I'm doing a bikini contest. But I want to do that one contest down the PowerPoint.
Do you want Bam there?
I'm going to do that in June or July.
At the power plant?
Power plant.
It's a
what?
It's a like 15 nightclubs. We want to do it outside.
Do you want Bam there for that?
That would be awesome.
What will they pay for him to come?
What did he want?
I know he didn't do anything less than like 10 grand.
That's a Missy question.
That's his wife.
That dude.
Will they pay him 10 G? Will they pay him 10 G's at least?
You're supposed to go do that, like, signing or something?
You should pay him to bail you out of this call.
I mean, Vegas and San Juan and all this shit, they want to give me, like, 20 grand to just show up and drink beer, and I'm already shit-faced as it is, so I don't want to show up to be more shit-faced. I want to be kind of productive, you know?
40 grand would do it.
Yeah, he wants a lot of cash, but being the fact that you get me out of jail every time I go, I'll get a good deal for you, dude.
20 grand.
Yeah, so...
Nah, if it's Baltimore, I'll do... 10 grand's fine.
So we got...
Cool.
10 grand will work?
Let's do it.
That sounds like a plan.
Let's do it.
All right, yeah, you let me know the dates, I'll let him know, and just make sure every time I go to jail you get me out.
It's Baltimore. It's two hours away.
You're
going
to go back again. It's inevitable.
You're going back.
You're a lifer.
You are. He's going back. It's just a matter of how long.
But you'll get me out no matter what the price is, right?
Even your buddy says that.
It's my bail bonds, man. He takes care of shit.
Well, hang up on
it. Yeah, all right, Vinny. I just wanted to fucking get you on there for a minute. But yeah, dude, we're gonna fucking fuck
we're
going
to move on. Let's go. Hang up.
It's Memorial Day, dude.
All right, Ben. Late, man. Take care.
Later, Vinny. So you got your bail bondsman and Bam's trainer. Now, who's doing better?
Chicasso.
Hello, right. Everyone.
You got Chicasso here.
Well, he has, like, the body that I want, and I...
Me too.
Dude, I think I might have...
Wait. Hold on. Can we talk about Hannah's obsession with his abs?
I agree with that.
We can.
I'd like to talk about this too, DeVito.
Dude, I've talked with Chicasso about this. He knows. He knows. He knows what I'm down with.
Basically, Mark Hanna is obsessed with the abs.
Because he's going to turn me into him.
Why don't you turn yourself into him?
That's what's going on, you prick.
Chicasso, Hannah's been eating tuna out of the can with mustard in it, and that's it?
It doesn't matter what we're talking about, Brad. It's fantastic fitness, and that's what I'm here for.
Do you think that Hannah can become a sex machine?
Can you make anything out of Play-Doh?
Not really.
I believe you can.
You can't make a computer.
You can't make Brad Pitt out of Play-Doh.
I'm saying that he's better than Play-Doh, and if you can make anything out of Play-Doh, then you sure can make anything.
He's saying that my lameness can turn into the fucking hottest body in the world.
I believe he can.
But Hannah, are you really, like, are you in it to win it for yourself, or are you just in it to admire?
No, dude.
Why are you in it, for real? Because I'm going to tell you why I think you're in it.
Because he saw Santa edits?
No, because I'm fucking entirely overweight.
Okay.
And
you're not, though.
Let Hannah talk. Fine.
I want to be in the shape I used to be in.
Why?
When you were
to feel better about himself. Because it felt great, dude.
Everybody likes to look good naked.
The last, like, year of my life I spent, like, it's hard to get the fuck out of bed. Like, it hurts. I'm so out of shape that it fucking hurts to wake up and get out. Now, dude, I can run up the fucking steps and be like, damn, that was no big deal.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
I'd hope so. 30.
Okay, but me and Novak skated all day, and God damn it, I smoke a pack of cigarettes a day. I know that. I admit it. It's bad.
Why do you do it? Because you're bored? There's nothing to do with the time you could smoke.
Yeah, why do you smoke, Bam?
I heard you just started smoking about a year
ago. Let's let Bam answer. Why do you smoke?
Missy does it when on her spare time, and I kind of want to do it, too.
He's a grown man. He's entitled to his opinion. That's cool.
I'm telling the truth, man.
You can't knock someone for telling the truth. You can't.
You don't look at me.
What do you have to say?
You can't blame her for your smoking, dude. You smoke way more than she does.
Don't blame me for smoking.
Do you blame Missy for smoking, and that's why you smoke? Or
you smoke way more than she does.
You do a lot of things that I don't do.
Like what?
I don't want to say.
You could get away with it if you said you didn't like kissing her. Because she tastes like smoke.
I'll kiss the shit out of her.
Yeah, but if you wanted to smoke and blame it on her, you could get away with it by saying, you taste like smoke when I kiss you, so I smoke to not taste that.
But when I'm bored and we're done filming and all this shit, and she has a smoke break, it sounds relaxing.
It is relaxing.
You know what's fucked up? After I have a serious hygiene day and brush my teeth like crazy, the first thing I want to do after brushing my teeth is smoke a cigarette.
It's a hygiene. It's
so backwards, you know what I mean?
Awesome.
It really
tell that
is.
To DeVito.
I got a lot of shit to tell DeVito about.
Yeah, DeVito.
So, how are you going to train Bam? What's the start? Where are you trying to get your body? Bam's trying to get your exact body?
What do you want from him,
when
Bam?
When Bam's in peak shape, who will he look like?
I know I drink a lot of beers. That's fine. Maybe...
You drink
5 to 10, maybe 20.
You hired him, correct?
Yeah.
Now, do you want to look like he looks, or do you...
Sure, okay. Who wouldn't?
I do, too. I'm just asking. My opinion on Hannah is... Hannah, can I speak the truth?
Yes.
After the Finland trip, you realize, like, goddamn, I'm not really too in shape. I'm a bit fat.
No, it really had nothing to do with
that. This is my opinion. Everyone has one. They're like assholes. Everyone has
one. I knew way before.
I'm not saying you didn't. This is what I think.
Yeah.
I could be completely wrong.
Go ahead.
And then you came back, and you want to get all in shape and shit. So you hang with this which is good. I'm not knocking anything. This is my opinion.
Do you want to know my honest opinion of why I started doing this?
But can I speak my opinion first?
Yeah, you can go first, and then I will tell you exactly why I did.
Okay.
I think you're
staying at Bam's house for a while. You're going to follow his regiment. And then after you get a significant amount of cash or whatever you want, you're going to fucking piss it all away.
All
right. On, like, cheesesteaks, pizzas. Now, that's my opinion.
All right.
I could be wrong. Okay, please.
Here is the actual truth.
Please, yes.
The reason I started this
is
because Bam was on a fast track to nowhere fast.
Make it
so,
clear.
Make it
clear. He's a workout buddy.
He was on a fast track to nowhere. He was
fast
doing drugs,
though,
doing Yeah. Well, he was drinking. He was drinking.
He
was
going to
be. He was
going to
be. No. He was going to be fine. But he needed somebody to sit down with him and be like, "Hey, let's try this new thing."
It's called exercise.
Yeah. Let's try this thing. You got this.
That's
you got
one.
You got this movie coming up.
Right.
You got to look thin as shit.
Right.
And I'm a fat piece of shit, so I'm like, you know what?
You're
fuck
not that,
it.
But okay.
Whatever. You know what? I'm gonna do it with you. We saw Chicasso out a couple times.
Right.
We saw him out at the bar. This or that.
Yeah. Thought he looked good.
Yeah. And
I think he's
Bam
a great guy.
Bam introduced me to his fucking abs.
Yeah. Sure.
Made him take his shirt off and all that shit, dude. He's the hottest fucking dude in the world. And
that is gonna crush.
He's
and,
a
no, 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 fuck
he, he's a great looking guy.
No, fuck that.
Speak your mind, Hannah. Fuck that.
No, fuck that.
Say what you feel.
The first 20% of me wanting to do this was for you.
Okay. Cool.
It was for Bam.
Okay.
Ryan Oldie is sitting there so jealous. You're not saying
matter,
this about
whatever.
Him.
Ryan Oldie's got a sweet bandana on.
I love Oldie, but I think he wants to fuck me.
The second
cool.
thing is Novak. The second part of it is, yeah, I'm out of shape, dude. I'm the fuck out of shape, and I know it.
Maybe okay. shape's out of you.
Keep going.
Whatever. Whatever. It doesn't matter. We met up with Chicasso the other night.
Yeah.
It was probably over a week ago. We were hanging out at some random thing, and Bam started talking to him, and we're like, "Hey, let's do this thing." And it was like, you know what? Fuck it. When we wake up tomorrow, I'm going to remember the fact that Bam said, "Let's do this thing," and I kept in touch.
And I mean
with Chicasso, yeah.
I
and
know
we started
you, man.
Working out, and we have a personal trainer right now that's working the shit out of us every fucking day. Dude, we run 3 miles a day every
really?
Fucking morning.
I've heard about it.
And then
I
we
know
work,
it,
and
I
then
believe
we,
it.
And then
something
on top
that
of that,
you can never do, Novak.
On top of that, we have a fucking full, like, a meal. We have a regimen all day that we know we're allowed to eat. We're not allowed to eat this. We're allowed to eat that. And we work out.
And
fucking,
you've been obeying it.
And
except for maybe
obeying.
Two french fries that I saw you tonight.
Tonight.
You ate two, too.
I did. I was starving.
But Chicasso said that I could.
Really? Yes.
And you know what's funny is that Bam actually listened to Chicasso. But
Chicasso has told him to stop drinking as much. And
can
he
I speak freely here?
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to make a difference in your guys' lives, and I hope that, you know, you listen to somewhat of what I say.
He kicks
but
ass.
We're starting off small. We're starting off little by little, and we're going to get to the level that...
Let me ask you
right.
one thing.
He has made me quit smoking.
Wait.
It's building. Okay?
What do you think of showing up and seeing all this? And then...
Yeah, what's your
And then
opinion?
Knowing that I could go to the bar and... buy everybody beer, and I get shit bag wasted every night.
And that I did heroin for 12 years, and I got a great physique.
We're not talking about you.
We'll get to that second.
You know, my work's cut out for me. That's what I think. I mean, I got a challenge. I mean,
let's see your
anybody
stand
can
up,
go out and drink
up.
All night and not worry about the cost.
Let me see this.
Picasso's in here with his shirt open. He's got a members only jacket, 1984.
Dude, those V's could cut a paper, man.
Oldie, you're a glamour boy. What do you think about him?
Older, are you jealous? Are you jealous?
I tell you what, I don't have that.
What do you got? Stand up.
Not that.
Oldie, show you.
I've been drinking. What do you want from me?
Show you next to him is what I want.
Show him your tramp stamp.
To get into the heads of my clients, I like to do what they do. So I've been drinking as well tonight. And I'm not drinking a protein shake right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the problem.
Yeah, but you look great. Come on, guys. Come on, anybody? No?
You got it,
just
Mark, that's enough. Just that's
yeah,
just
me.
You're his biggest
clap
fan.
Seth said he was talking. Not about me. It's about you guys.
I am your biggest fan, dude. I am because I want to be there, bro.
Seth was talking to Hannah, and he said that Hannah was talking about it. He's like, you know, he's one of those guys where, like, if you're out of town and your girlfriend breaks up with you, you know, you just, you know. You know.
Did I say that?
That's what Seth said.
Oh, did I say that tonight?
Yeah.
Probably. If it was any night, it was probably tonight.
The problem is excited about you guys.
No, the problem is I told Chicasso I drink maybe 12 to 15 beers a night, and he's like, "Can you limit that to 5?" I'm like, "Well, yeah, but it's a Saturday night, so."
Saturday.
No, he gave us a pass for Saturday.
Yeah, and I'll jog another mile.
Hey, we filmed today. You earned it.
How long are you gonna stick with this regimen?
You drink way too much.
As long as it takes.
I know.
We've already talked about it, dude. As long as it takes. He's not going to let me go. He's not going to let me just be like, "Oh, dude, I'm tired of this." He's not going to let me fucking do that. He's going to bother me every fucking day if I try and quit.
I'm not
so
gay.
So it doesn't matter. Right.
I'm not gay, but if you lose as much weight as Bam or Picasso over here, I will suck
Watch.
You off. I will suck
Picasso.
You off.
Watch.
I will take two pumps of your dick in my mouth if you lose
You just
this
want
weight.
The press.
It's just like gay.
What kind of press am I getting off Hannah off sucking his dick?
If I look great, probably
make,
plenty.
No, I won't.
You'll make a $50
yeah, I'll never make anything. I'll never make anything cool.
I would suck Roseanne Barr's fucking fat ass pussy. You know what I mean? Like, I'll suck a fat broad, fat guy, as long as they're popular.
Yeah, you'll do anything.
Novak will make a $50 bet.
What?
With anyone.
You got a bet?
For anything.
Do you have a bet?
No, but you will. You'll
That's
make a $50 bet for anything.
By the way, I owe my $40 for gas money up here today. So does Chad. Chad, don't you want...
30.
Chad needs 30, I need 40.
See,
70 bucks.
What about the beer that he bought?
Yeah.
No, the dinner was good.
That's on Lab Land Productions. You're probably paying for that, Bam.
No, he ain't.
I'm just kidding. But
Yo,
yeah,
Novak.
I would like my $40.
Novak.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't care about money.
No, I just tried to start shit for no reason.
Why
are you trying to start shit?
I know, you little fucking asshole.
It's good for the radio show, fat boy.
Hey.
Novak.
What?
Seriously.
What do you got to say, Odie?
I just want to say, when was the last time you heard Hannah be this positive about
something?
Yeah,
you little son of a bitch.
I like that he's positive about it, but I don't like that you're trying to get my pants every time I see you.
can I say something as Bam's
but
trainer right now?
Odie's my homeboy.
Wait, let's hear him. Mm-hmm. Hey, Josh.
You're up, Picasso.
Quite frankly, I'm tired of hearing these slanderous thoughts right now.
Thank you.
Speak your mind, please. Tell us we're assholes. Tell us whatever you want.
I
want
to see you prove yourself.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah, no back.
I'll do it right now.
I think
what do you want me to do?
You should challenge us. Bam and Mark and I, we've been training.
Okay.
No back.
We are 4 to 5 days in, okay?
Small talk. What do you want me to do, Picasso?
No back.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to take the challenge.
What? Tell me the challenge.
Well, we got a challenge.
No back.
Right now, after the show, I'm ready.
Well, I don't think you're ready.
I
don't think you have the proper foot attire. I don't think you're...
Don't judge a book by its cover, Picasso.
You're not even wearing underwear.
Who needs underwear? That'll make me fast in my speed.
Listen to him, dickhead.
As my homeboy.
I'm not wearing underwear alone. The chafing alone by your pants and just rubbing against that is... You'll be out. You'll be out in 2 hours.
What's my challenge? You give me a challenge.
Well, we've got a challenge. We've talked about it already a little bit.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tell him.
Come high noon tomorrow.
12 o'clock, right?
High noon.
12?
High noon.
High noon.
It's very high.
It's 12?
Well, it's like high noon. It's like a little high. It's like a little bit past 12.
12:30?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, I need to know what I'm doing. I need to know.
We'll see when we get
Okay.
Come high noon. You be out there with your shoes tied tight.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah?
Underwear.
Fucking you up, dude.
I'll give you some.
No excuses. Give him a pair.
Man, I'm 220.
A pair that you were willing to lose forever, but a pair.
I'll give him a pair.
Can I run nude or no?
We want this to go to the longevity of the run. We don't want this to stop 5 minutes in.
You're right. I don't want him getting in trouble for it. So go ahead. What do you want me to do tomorrow? 12:30 noon. High noon.
High noon.
Underwear on. What am I doing?
I want to see you on the line.
What's the line?
In front of Bam's house.
What's the line? I don't know this.
No, we're
workout
start,
shit.
We're gonna start all
we'll
in the
figure
same
it out in the
point.
Morning.
Okay?
We're not just gonna meet on a line.
We're
and take
trying to get Novak to work out.
Of course, approximately 3 mile run tomorrow. Up and down, incline, decline.
At full pace or can I jog?
No, you're
gonna. You gotta keep up.
You gotta keep pace.
There is no.
He wants two
way.
Cigarette breaks.
I'll keep it with fat ass Hannah. That's no problem.
Here's what I'm gonna do. To keep pace, I'm gonna run behind you. So that I'm going to push you along. If you're not running as fast as I am, I'm going to just keep pushing you along.
I agree. Okay?
And now, it's going to be
3 miles. What do I get if I make this?
Well, let's talk about what it's going to entail. It's going to entail more than just
self-satisfaction, asshole.
I'm happy with myself right now.
I vomit in the first 20 minutes.
Aren't you going to make a drop?
You just said you're not happy with the V's in your...
Wait.
Area.
After a few mile one run, are you going to drop and like do like 50 push-ups?
We're
going to
do some interval training.
Interval training.
On and off, maybe 45 seconds on.
Are you happy with your Vs?
You hear that?
Not really.
What do you think of
these
Vs?
Let's
see
the Vs. I don't know.
Picasso,
you just said that you're not... It's Picasso, not Picasso.
Picasso.
You guys are all worried about what you look like.
That looks like a cadaver right now. That's what I look like.
Yeah, but you know how to play a guitar. Novak doesn't.
Look at that, Picasso. Picasso.
Can learn.
Yeah, but...
The penis isn't really...
You're already talented. He's not...
He's an author.
I'm an author.
And what do I got?
Oh, yeah. Hey, all the listeners out there, you can buy Dream Seller. You can pre-order on Amazon.com as we speak.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man.
That's for real?
It's dead for real. And we'll have merchandise on DreamSellerBook.com shortly. I have a shirt on as we speak.
We gotta hit that audience.
I can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Are you ready?
You're gonna be a piece of shit. You're gonna be coughing up fur
There's
balls.
No cigarette breaks either.
No cigarette breaks.
Oh, man.
If I make it, what do I get?
Oh, man.
You get, besides the satisfaction
you get a healthier body.
Eating it,
I can just do drugs and get a healthy body.
That's what you think.
Is that what you did tonight?
No, yeah, but your muscles are like a old rubber band, like around a pack of garbage bill kids. You know, like once you pull it open, it just snaps. You know what I mean? It's like it's stale, dude.
Picasso.
Your muscles are like a
tell me
a
more, tell me
old
more.
Rubber bands.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
Garbage bill kid.
Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
Picasso.
You're ready for the fitness revolution. It begins now. Okay, my friend. It could be 4 a.m. and I will be ready to do a set of push-ups with you right
yes.
now.
Yes!
But you're going to run for like a mile? And
I'm
going
to run backwards and forwards just to keep
my
Have you ever...
I'm out of my mind waiting for Novak.
And he's just trying to help you, man.
Picasso, tell everybody what the fuck is up.
Have you ever worked with somebody in worse shape than Novak?
He looks in shape, but he's out of shape.
I have to worry about them having any type of health ailments at that age. So I'm putting the same precautions on you as I am a senior citizen, knowing that you may very well have some type of effect
you might
from
just have a heart attack.
Well, look at him. He looks in shape, but he's been on maybe Xanax,
that's drug muscle, that's
heroin,
drug muscle.
Cocaine. What
it's
else
not
do you
muscle,
do,
it's,
idiot?
It's drug shape.
What else do you do, asshole?
You're just jealous, Hannah.
I'm not jealous, dude.
When's the last time you got pussy? That matters.
What else do you do?
Fuck.
You fuck.
This, Picasso.
Yeah, you fuck the
It's Picasso.
I know it's Picasso. I like Picasso better, but it's... Are you mad if I call you that?
No, I don't mind.
Dude, right. Chad is stumbling.
So, what's the bet tomorrow when I do this run?
You're not going to make any money.
Wait, I heard you have to
You're
run and then
the
do
gang.
Push-ups and sit-ups and then run... For a while, and then
you do pull-ups, and then you do chin-ups, and then you do fucking.
You're not just
gerbils,
running.
And then you do all different kinds of shit. Dude. You swim in the pool, and then you fucking run again. And then you fucking
Hannah,
do
you wasted.
My thought about this is honestly is that I think there are other people out there like you that live a diet of drugs.
I doubt it.
That think that they can do the same thing on drug power. They think that they can
drug power.
Drug power. You think you're strong on your
I'm not strong.
You're on drug power.
You can beat my ass. You can do whatever you want, but I'll come out ahead. But, gee, I don't ever want you to tell me what I can and can't do when it comes to working out. Look at that fat-ass stomach gears.
Yeah.
Lift it up, fat boy. 20 push-ups right now, me and you. 20.
That's a bag.
I got better things.
Oh, gee, do not do this.
Drink my
do
beer.
It right now. Let me see 20 fucking push-ups. All
right, gee, 20.
Do it right now. Drug power.
I'm drinking beer,
We're live on air. Let's go, G.
20 now. Let's go. Fuck you, fat boy. Now. Huh.
Now.
Gee,
come on. Right, do as many as you can.
I'm here watching form.
G, do as many as you
watching
can.
Watching the form
right
now.
Novak and G have their headsets.
Mark has a clean, healthy push-up.
He's
got a very healthy push-up.
8. Here we go. 9. 10.
Oh,
11.
Dude, I'm wasting.
12.
Go.
13.
Go.
All right. 15, everyone's going
those
down
are,
push-ups.
Are two of the most unhealthy.
I'm already. See, this is the thing. I'm already 19, having a fitness effect because I've never. I don't think they've ever done push-ups in this room in their lives.
Well, let's see this.
That's not much of a push-up as more of a,
no,
like a
he's doing,
like
but
a donkey hump.
G's neck is already a hunchback.
His neck. I already finished 20.
Yeah, he's the hunchback.
Terrible form.
Yeah, but at least he's done. Come on, G, you gave up after 8?
Wow.
I just did 20.
G,
I did
power.
20. What do you have to say for yourself, fat boy?
I don't give a fuck to that woman.
Okay. He doesn't give a fuck. Let's see what his girlfriend says he has to fuck his fat ass tonight.
Drug power.
What are you supposed to be saying?
Do you want to really fuck this fat ass tonight or me?
I love how you bring it all over to me and her to get the attention off yourself right now, dude.
Off myself,
you're in the shitter, dude.
I was born a sex machine, bitch.
Oh, God.
What were you born as? A fucking. You came out of your mom's pussy just fucking up, didn't you?
Oh, man.
I want to say something real quick, too, about health.
Who did better push-ups, me or Jay?
You know what? It was a tough call.
He probably did. He probably did better, but, you know, whatever, dude.
I know I did better.
Yeah. You must give your girlfriend's roofie
to have sex
with her.
Tell everybody what you wanted to say. You wanted to make a point.
How much you drug that bitch up to fuck her at night?
I didn't even start anything with you, man. You just, like, come out on me because everyone's attacking you, so you got to come out on me to get the attackiness off of you.
Attackiness?
So, like, whatever the fuck.
Stop avoiding the question. I attack Bam, I attack Chad, I attack fucking Picasso.
Everyone's fucking raging on me, so I'm going to rage on Bam.
But I want to know, what do you pay her to fuck your fat ass every night?
Fuck, dude. Sit right here and I'll punch. I'll fucking kill you, dude. Come on.
If he's
wow.
That means you know you are a loser. If you want to fight.
I'd like to make a fitness thought real quick.
Why would I fight you?
I don't want to fight you, dude.
There's no fighting.
Friend.
No fighting allowed.
Well, I want to know why she wants to fuck you every night.
Fuck, God, I don't know, dude.
Let's ask her.
He did 8 push-ups.
Show me how G fucks in bed at night.
All right.
G, you don't have to see this. Just you don't have
show
to.
Show me.
I'm on fire.
Show me what you think G does.
Well, I need like an 18-pound stomach.
Now, DeVito. Okay.
You need my stomach going yet?
Yeah. Like that?
Okay, I'm tired now. Lay down on me.
That sounds about
two
right.
Two pump jump.
Oh. Let's ask Kim why she fucks you every night.
That sounds about
yeah,
right.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, why?
Why?
He's not loaded.
It's
he
not
has a 4x4.
It's not every night.
But,
dude, get
why
your
would
ass
I fuck
off
him? Because I love him. And
that's it?
My mother said the same thing. I tried
sex
to fuck her, and she said no.
She threw good sex on the end of that. Did you guys hear that? Because I had to make sure everybody heard.
How did G even have the attention span to get a girlfriend?
I'll tell you. Want me to tell you how I got a girlfriend?
Yeah, I'm dying to hear.
Man, can I speak freely here?
Yeah, go ahead, Ace.
Go
anyway,
ahead.
So
you have been all night.
It's
all
right.
Okay.
I know
how to.
Why stop now?
Bag it.
Why do you ask me? Why don't you ask, like, Missy or some shit?
Because I know how you got that bitch.
How did I get her?
Well, I'm going to tell you how you got her.
Tell me.
You were lonely. You were on myspace.faggot.com.
Maybe the CK website.
Which you have an account on, too.
Yeah, but I didn't set that shit up.
And so you meet
Marine Wardust over here.
How the fuck did I get in this fucking shit right now?
Just listen. Talking
to
the mic. Tell your girl to talk in the mic.
I am.
So, no, you're not. So, this fucking woman here.
Oh,
yeah, that's what you want to call her.
Right. Don't be rude.
Keep being rude, motherfucker, dude.
Or what?
Or what, dude? I'll fucking knock your ass out, dude.
And I'll see you.
Yeah, I've seen.
For what, dude?
Your truck, your four wheeler.
G, he won't do anything. G, he won't
can
do
I
anything.
Can I speak freely or not, G?
All right, speak freely, dude.
Okay, so she gets married to some dude in the Army. She lasted about
that's
how
not
long?
True.
Let her talk. How long did you last in the Army with that Marine faggot?
About a little over a year and a half.
So you love his Marine homo, and then you meet G, who is connected to Bam, and he's on the fucking up and up, and you're like, God damn, this fat guy with no style and just rides four-wheelers is pretty hot. Well, G, and your boyfriend's like running missions in the Army and shit, shooting people, like, you know, he's probably pretty
okay
in shape, hot dude.
How many times have you cheated on Mandy? Any of your other girlfriends?
I've cheated on Mandy probably about 8 times.
Does she know that?
You can call her now and ask her.
She knows now.
Yeah, she knows. I tell my girlfriend everything, so you can't give me a shit. But, and I tell you this is G being my friend. Don't look at me like you want to fight me, fat boy. I like you. You're my friend.
I am giving you that look, but like I can't even.
You don't scare me with that. You don't scare me with that fat face.
God damn it.
All right,
go ahead. Nobody's mad. Go ahead.
I believe Kim would have fucked anybody here in this house to get closer to be in the in circle. That's my opinion.
But what do I don't get anything out of it besides friendship. I wasn't looking at him because, ooh, he's friends with me.
Why'd you leave the Marine Wardust guy?
Because he went away for a year right
he's
after
gone
we got married.
Yeah,
and
so G does
and
that too.
He was like basically out of sight, out of mind.
Do you really love him? You
and
married a guy and the first time he's out of sight, he's out of mind?
I hadn't seen him for an entire year.
Yeah, dude.
Did you marry him because of cash?
No. If you're in the military, you don't make
he
shit.
He didn't really
dude
make that much
trust
money
me
to
it's,
make
it's,
worth it.
Does G make more than he did?
Probably.
I don't know. I don't even know what
that means. No.
Ask Vito, dude. I don't even know what the fuck I mean.
I think I could be rude. I'm going to shut up.
Go ahead. No, you're already being rude.
Kim, you were a CKY fan before you met G, weren't you?
I'm going to be rude, he says. He says.
So Kim was a CKY fan. So right. Kim was a CKY fan.
So you guys
so
want some beers?
Fuck you, Chad. did you know who I was before you knew who G was?
I knew who you were, yes, because
fuck
I
yeah.
was friends with
Did you know
Ken.
Who Bam was before you met G?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, did you know who, Fitch?
Yeah, but those are unfair questions, though.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what are you
At
gonna
my
do?
Age, I watched a lot of MTV.
Well, what was attractive about that fat guy you're with?
He was nice. He had a great sense of humor. And he's
yeah. Cool. My mother says about her boyfriend, he's minging.
Well, Jesus Christ, dude.
I don't know.
Can we go to another subject? Come on!
Fuck no.
Gee, pump your site up.
Okay, where are you going? Do you have a point to the story?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gee, pump your site up.
You can pump your site up. I'm going to leave your girlfriend alone.
Yeah, dude.
RyanGPhotography.com.
BamMargera.com. Whatever the
G,
fuck.
Gee, you do Bam's site?
I only do the update section because that's the only fucking code that the fucking his management gives me.
Why do you have to say effing all the time?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Excuse my.
Yeah, what the fuck?
This is an X-rated show.
It's serious radio, so he's allowed, so he takes advantage of it.
It's Radio Bam. You better listen to him.
He's a fucking idiot.
28
What? So, give us the comment of the night. Gee, this is your time to shine. Make us all laugh.
Gee, what's the last joke you heard that you laughed at?
Yeah, tell us.
Blah.
That was it?
Yeah, dude, trust me. I just want to hear.
You want to hear the last joke I laughed at?
That's what I'm joking
at. Yeah,
let's hear it. Hey, don't say anything bad.
I got to cancel that then.
Costa's got something to say.
Did somebody say fitness?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me see your cock.
I got a question.
Do you have a big dick?
I got something because I'm getting fucking choked.
Yeah, I like
I'm getting
this.
Choked out right now from the smoke.
What about
how many people in this room smoke cigarettes?
Me.
Me.
Is this the fitness tip?
Well, I started.
Everybody.
Well, you I didn't. I didn't smoke any cigarettes.
There's about 8 cigarettes smoking here.
Right? That has been good.
But these make you fat too?
What? Well, I want to know.
Hey,
and we got Healthy Boy with his,
is it hard
his shirt half open
it?
Right now.
I don't want to quit, man. This
I want
to
say something real quick.
This is like
bring
a vitamin
in, I want
to
bring
me.
In Rob Bob real quickly because out of anyone I know, I think he might smoke more cigarettes out of anyone I know.
Rob Bob smokes other shit too, I think.
What? All due respect, you're acting like my our grandmoms.
Wow.
Yeah, but he's got a body to die for.
I want those 8. It's not even 6. It's 8. Wait, it's 10. Let's count. It's got to be 10. 1.
I'm jealous.
Wait, did you want to
well,
see his
I'm not
penis?
Jealous.
Maybe
I just
want to. A couple.
Well,
yeah.
Let's see his penis.
You guys
how
make
many,
it
how
happen.
Many
it can't
ab muscles do you have
leave me alone.
Yeah, is that possible?
Line.
That's what I really
it can't
want.
Happen
yeah,
overnight, fam. Why don't you play a song?
Let's play a song.
That is track 3.
Josh, if I work hard enough, I have muscles on my dick.
You know, it depends on your genetics.
Something with a pink writing.
Pink writing.
I had a
right. Oh, Towers of London. Fuck yeah.
Towers of London.
This is, Kill the Pop Scene. Towers of London.
Memorial
straight
Day.
Out of London. Radio Bam Shoes 20 Fashion. Woo!
Pop.
Spotify kids, strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Bam on Sirius 28 Faction.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Shit Goose is pissed off.
He left the room.
What did he say? Where'd he go?
He came over to me and I'm drinking my beer and he starts flexing his muscles. So I put my cigarette out and I'm like, look, Gene, you're one of my very good friends. I bust on you and I would hope you would do the same to me. Sure, I'm fucking with your girlfriend. I might feel a certain way, but I want her to fuck with me back. Like, who wants to hear, like, oh, great job, G and Kim. Like, that's boring. Like, talk shit on people. Like, you know, like, tell them.
Yeah, you've been on the muffed up bender these days.
No, I haven't.
And you have to run 3 miles tomorrow.
I can do it. I haven't drank for 3 nights prior to tonight. 3 nights. How many nights you got in?
You bet Chicasso $1,000 if you
didn't. I didn't bet no grand. Yeah, did I bet you a grand?
Oh, Hannah saw it.
Let's
Hannah saw it.
Right here.
Hannah is right here.
I got a card. How could I bet a grand on a card?
Because you said.
Let's ask Chicasso.
Dude, I was right here.
What'd I bet you, Chicasso?
$1,000.
Let him answer.
When it comes down to it, I mean, money makes no difference to me. So
I would rather
see you, if you lose, have to eat 50,000 grand candy bars.
No, that'll get me fat, and then I'll be looking like Hannah and going home with no pussy.
Wait, what's the bet?
The bet really is I just want to see if he can not, you know, die.
He thinks he's as in shape.
I think Novak's
going
to die all the time.
So wait, Novak.
Because of heroin.
You're saying that you can keep up with Hannah and Bam's workout.
Just because of your heroin diet.
Can it really happen?
What was the bet that I made you? Because I forget, kind of.
How long has it been since you haven't done heroin?
Almost 3 months now.
And you think that you could jog 3 miles?
Now, jogging 3 miles...
When's the last time that you actually exercised?
Yeah, exactly.
In jail, I shot basketball and I got so tired I threw up.
Besides that
was the last time in jail. So I'm saying, if I jog 3 miles with you, Fana, and Bam tomorrow...
You made all these bets.
Just 3 miles.
No. That wasn't it.
What was the bet?
You could do what our workout regimen per day is.
Tomorrow.
Is that
tomorrow.
Right?
Tomorrow.
Completely right.
Well, let me talk to him, because I believe you, but I want to hear it from
that
his mouth.
He will tell you what the regimen is.
Well, shush.
What was my bet to you?
Our bet was...
Chicasso and Novak.
$50 bets. That's correct, right?
$50.
$50 bet.
And what do I have to do?
Is that you can make it to the end without giving up.
The end of the workout. Now, what's the workout consist of?
The workout consists of straightforward doing everything that we do.
Tell me now. We'll find out tomorrow.
Details.
3 mile run.
Okay.
Whoa.
Incline.
Okay. Uphill.
And decline.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, depending on wherever we're going. We're going on streets and roads and country road, you know.
Incline and decline, 3 miles total.
Halfway during that, we're going to get to part where we're at a park.
Okay.
And we're going to go then do some exercising.
Okay.
Some sprints, some suicides, if you don't know what that
okay,
is.
Okay, well, fuck all that shit.
Yeah, I'd love to see Novak do that.
I agree with him, but this is my main concern.
Okay, if I do that tomorrow all day long, what the fuck are you going to do? Sit at the house and smoke cigarettes?
I'm coming with. I got my vitamins to keep me awake tomorrow.
Right.
But what I'm asking you, I got these great vitamin C vitamins
that you have to do the same.
So this is my question. Now, when you're jogging the 3 miles, right? Now, do I have to continuously jog or can I fast walk? Or is it a continuous jog?
You definitely can't smoke two cigarettes.
I will be behind you and I will urge you along.
Okay.
As long as you don't.
So all I have to do is a 3 mile run, basically.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right.
If you make it through.
He's at 50. Do you have 50 to bet me?
But when we're done, we have to do 2 hours more of workout.
Yeah, then what?
What if I just make the 3 mile run? Because you guys have been.
What if that's not really the bet and you just made that now?
But you got to keep up.
You got to hang in there.
Yeah, for the run. But you guys have been working out.
What about everything else?
Hey, man.
You said you could do it, you little fucker.
Yeah, you've been talking shit all night.
Okay, so in between 3 miles, what do I have to do? Tell me.
Okay, we're gonna get to a park.
Yeah, I know that.
We're gonna be doing some interval training.
What's that shit?
Okay, it's basically you're gonna be doing exercises for shortened periods of time.
Like what kind of exercises? Just tell me.
Anything from we'll be doing some pull-ups, do some burpees. Novak did earlier tonight at the bar.
What's a burpee?
Well, you lost your V, dude.
You need to get
that
your
was
V
that
back.
Exercise where you're going to jump down quickly onto all fours.
Where's your V?
Yeah, where's your V? Show DeVito.
And jump up.
That ain't a V. That's
what do you got,
V?
Let's see what you got.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
Let's see what the director of fucking BAMS project says.
Let's get everyone's real quick.
Look, whose V is bigger, Bam?
Pretty fit.
Don't lie.
Yours is.
Oh, thank you.
Come on, I'm all right.
No, you're good as fuck.
You're good, but you still owe me $40 for that gas money. And, hey, Chad, doesn't DeVito owe you gas money, too?
Oh, yeah.
How much does he owe us, Chad? This is mine and Chad's turn here.
Oh, yeah.
He owes me like 30.
And he owes me 40, so that's $70. Do you have it?
I do.
All right, we'll pay it out.
I will.
I mean, I got a receipt. If you need
I'm
it.
Calling Bill Butler. I'm sick of this. You guys
don't
carry
call
on.
It's midnight, man.
I don't give a fuck.
Hey, man.
Is it only midnight?
The best part is that the only reason Novak ever even got paid is just so we could tell him what to do.
Yeah, because Bam's my best friend and they would never
during
kick me
Viva
away.
La Bam, we tell paid him. Novak maybe like $100 to $200 per episode just so he wouldn't call his lawyer. Shut up. Don't call him.
Well, the thing is that Bam was filming Viva La Bam for...
Don't call Bill Butler.
Yo, Bill. Yo, it's Novak.
God damn it.
Let's hear it.
Hey, we're on Radio Bam. You want to talk for a minute? Yeah, you want to talk. All right, hold on.
Speaker, dude. Speaker.
Can you hear me? Huh?
I hear you.
All right. So, I got DeVito here, the producer, you know, who basically is a notch below Bam because, he's the man. And DeVito's saying, what'd you say to me, DeVito?
I don't remember.
Well, he has a problem with me, Bill. Can we sue him?
He's a notch below Bam. Does that mean Bam's on top of him?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bam's the boss, and he's my best friend. So what are we going to do with DeVito?
Well, first of all, you got to get Bam off the top of him.
No. Bam's the man with the plan, dude. But he hired DeVito. But DeVito wants to give me shit all the time, and I keep telling him I have this high case federal attorney, Bill Butler, what your name is. And I think we need to sue this fucker, dude. What do you think, Bill?
You know, you can do anything you want.
Well, I need you on this case. Can we sue him?
I know where the money is.
What's that?
I go where the money is.
Well, Bam's going to pay for the lawsuit here, so we have plenty of cash, but can you make DeVito lose everything he has?
Definitely. What's he got?
What's your case?
We'll spend eight hours.
You have a problem with Novak.
Bam said he can afford 8 hours in a courtroom to make sure DeVito is homeless, helpless, jobless, and everything. What do you think, Bill?
Oh, he's going down, man. He's definitely going down.
Do you have anything to say to my attorney? Let's talk to him.
F you, Bill. My attorney's in Beverly Hills, too. What do you got to say about that? I can't hear him.
I think it's a wonderful place for him to retire.
All right, so here's the deal. My Beverly Hills attorney versus yours. No bad. We're going down. Both of us.
Bill, do you hear them talking to me, man? Like, that's at least a 40 grand lawsuit, right?
Man, maybe at least 40 plus one.
40 plus one, and the thing is that I got you on retainer, man. So I'm gonna make out. You'll make out, and we'll own DeVito's house in New York. We'll own his wife, so we can hang out with her and drink and shit. And he'll be like a PA for Bam. You know, like if Bam wants a soda, DeVito will have to get it, right, Bill?
I think that's an excellent idea.
So, when's you're on Radio Bam Serious, by the way. When should I set this lawsuit up, Bill? You tell me, bro.
I thought we already had the case system. What do we need a lawsuit for?
Well, because we're going to take the veto for every dollar he has, dude. He keeps playing me like a fucking stepchild.
Hey, man, he already told you he wanted to settle. He's fearful of it. He's going to Hollywood, man. He's going to get this high-priced attorney. It's
he doesn't even know your track record, Bill. He has no clue what you're about, dude.
You guys are going down. You're going down.
He thinks we're going down, dude. Tell him that you get kingpins off every day.
He's stealing my line.
Kingpins, what does that mean?
Bam wants to know what kingpins mean, Bill.
Kingpins?
Yeah, the guys you get off of jail every day that are like moving 1,000 kilos a week and shit.
Oh, no, man. Those guys go down.
Yeah, but you just got one off not too long ago, right?
if there is such a thing as getting lost.
Alright, well, shit, I just want to make sure we can sue this dude, man. I'll let you go back to bed. I know you're tired, and we have a case on... Hey, I have a case on the 23rd, man. Am I going to jail, or am I going to be free?
You're going to worse than jail.
Dude, that lawyer was not happy with that. That judge kicked me out of the courtroom because I fell asleep.
Ask Bill Butler what he thinks of your tattoo.
Hey, Bill, what do you think of the tattoo that Bam gave me, man? Am I going to jail because of that?
Is that the tattoo of the judge?
What's that?
The Baltimore tattoo.
Which one's that, man?
Baltimore.
The one that says Baltimore. I told him when I came in your office, you said to me, how the fuck am I supposed to keep you out of jail with all these horrible tattoos you get?
Those don't bother me at all, man. It's that coat you wear and that fez you got on the top of your head. Judge really gets upset with that.
Dude, how many times you go into court high as a kite, man? Them judges hate me, don't they?
You're loved everywhere you go.
Remember last week the judge kicked me out of his courtroom?
He asked you to leave in a nice way.
He asked me to leave, and then I go in the hallway, and some other criminal steals my phone off my chest. How muffed up was that, Bill?
You're the only guy I know that can lose a cell phone in a 6-square-foot area. I swear to God.
Hey, Bill, how many times have you seen Novak's asshole?
His asshole, or him being an asshole.
No, his asshole.
I'm always an asshole. Dude, how many times did I go out to dinner with you and not out on my food plate?
Oh, that's all right, man. Those face plants you do in the spaghetti are good.
Yeah, Bill. That's why you're my attorney, dude, and we're going to fucking conquer the world, bro. Well, you have any last words? I'm about to hang up here because he's got callers.
He's come so far.
Yo, give us a shout-out, Bill.
What was that idea the last one?
Hey, give us a shout-out. Give us a shout-out.
That's fashion.
All right. Judge Novak's going down. Long time.
And Sirius 28 Faction.
And Sirius 28 Faction Radio Bam. Say that.
Sirius Faction 28 Bam. What'd you say? I can't hear.
You're listening to Radio Bam Sirius 28 Faction.
I am listening to Radio Bam Sirius whatever it is 28 Faction.
Yeah, Bill. All right, bro. I'll talk to you, man. Thank you for answering,
Bill.
Dude.
Yeah, Bill.
Thanks. Bam says thanks.
Wahoo!
Yeah.
Late, bro. Sorry.
That was the legendary Bill Butler.
Sorry for waking you up, dude.
Federal attorney.
He'll sue anybody.
Yeah.
It don't even matter.
Hang up on me.
Let's play rock and roll.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Dude, let's keep this going. This is good.
Here. Anything you want. Here. Right here.
Oh, wait.
Hanoi Rocks?
You got Hanoi Rocks, dude.
People what? Like me. What about... Where did you hear this? What's it? Andy McCoy's in the Santa movie, Bam. How did that happen?
Yeah. It happened...
Right up, Novak.
Is Visitor on there? Because he's the motherfucking man. What?
Is Visitor on there?
So. Visitor. That's in the Mercedes.
Hold on, Bam. What's up with Andy McCoy?
Wait for the radio show.
Yeah. He's the best. How did he end up in the Santa movie?
Is he coming here?
Where did you meet him, anyway?
Maybe.
I met him in Finland.
Obviously.
That's my
attorney. At Ruiz Rock. Years ago?
Yeah.
And you knew he was a character, so you had to put him in this movie.
Yeah. He was filming his own show, and it was way better than Ozzy Osbourne.
He was doing a show?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. I want to see it all.
Yeah, well, he's in the Santa movie. He's fucking hilarious.
Are we live right now?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's great.
What track you want to hear, Bam?
DeVita needs to hear people like me.
What track is that number?
Yeah. 3.
Rock and roll.
Yeah. Track 3.
He knows his track number.
Radio Bam Sirius 28 Faction.
Motherfuckers.
We'll be right back.
action, baby.
My God.
Now back to
Radio Bam.
Wow, Bam's getting his headset on.
Oh, DeVito's running the
Fake
show now,
cock,
man.
Dick gang. What?
DeVito took the show.
No,
yo, Novak, I got to punch you in the face in Finland
for everything
that happened in Vegas.
No. Why is he saying that? I just had a bond with DeVito.
We did. We bonded.
We just bonded. Did you see that?
James bonded.
Did you make friends?
Big time.
Yeah.
And now what's the problem?
No, there's no problem.
No.
No, we made peace.
What happened in Vegas?
Remember?
He pissed me off.
I was on a probably 8-day bender at that point.
No, it was a 4-day bender.
You made me go to bed. I was insane.
4-day bender.
You made me go to bed.
Yeah.
But I wake up and I'm a real piece of shit. And DeVito, I was whacked out of my mind. And someone said something to me and I took it the wrong way.
Right.
And I'm like, DeVito, why the fuck are you telling Bam you don't want me in these shots? You know, like, you know.
which I never said.
Yeah, he never said it. I was just out of my mind, you know, and I know now.
Asshole.
But, I got so mad.
Whoa.
We had to film. Is everything good over there, Chad?
Somebody put a load in my cigarette. I mean, not that kind of load, but.
What?
No. We didn't burn the boards out, did we?
My cigarette just blew up. Who fucking put a fucking firecracker in my cigarette?
We were over here.
That
dude.
Was probably just a joke.
That shit was dangerous, dude. Well, that was,
wasn't me.
It's great. Did you see that?
I was just trying to
hang
out.
I saw it.
It blew the fuck up right around.
I was just trying to hang out.
That's fucked up. So,
long story short.
So I'm in Vegas and I get. You were on your bachelor party with your girlfriends and I'm with Bam doing this shit. And I get so pissed at DeVito. I mean, furious. I tell Terry, I'm like, fuck him. I'm like, I pull Bam aside. I'm like, fire that piece of shit. He's a fucking asshole. And Bam's like, I don't want to. He's my friend. But I'm out of my mind. So I filmed this last scene in the hot tub with broads, and I'm like, I'm not doing anything till DeVito leaves. And DeVito actually had to walk out of the doors while I filmed it. Meanwhile, cussed me out so bad. And Bam's like, dude, I'm not firing. Like, he's my partner. You know, we make shit happen. But I could not. And then
can you fix that, Missy?
Yeah.
But the funny thing was, I had this minging ass blonde ass broad with
me.
Call her up. You got her number. Here, child, you call her. So I,
Who is it?
The broad I had in Vegas.
Who is it?
You probably don't remember. But
Chiodo's going to call her.
So
I don't remember
much. I don't remember.
This was the best line from this dumbass bitch's mouth. She's like, Novak, you're more important than them. You don't need them. Just fucking tell them all to fuck off. She's telling DeVito. She's telling Terry Hall. You know that? And I'm like, no, I do need them, and you're an idiot. And then the bitch stole my iPod and $700 worth of chips I had. Chilo, what's the problem, dude?
Can't get it.
Story of your life.
Wait, can we talk about Chilo for a second?
Let's go ahead.
Chilo's Fran's little fuckboy.
Chilo worked his way up from the bottom. He worked hard.
Who didn't?
I agree.
Yeah, I know. Who the fuck didn't work their way from the bottom?
Certainly not you.
Shit, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You just kind of showed up and started complaining.
DeVito, weren't you working at a pizza shop?
It was like a fucking Applebee's.
DeVito, I'll make you DeVito's look like from you an Applebee's. Fucking,
now he's the director.
I'll make you look like your Paris Hilton shop, dude. DeVito, are you a trust fund baby?
No. I came from a poor ass family.
And so you made a couple things for MTV, and now you married your way into a rich ass family.
Not really. I just keep working.
Okay.
You have nothing to say.
I'm going to be a nice guy tonight.
Nice.
Bam, what are you thinking?
Well, yeah, what are you thinking, Bam?
I'm thinking you're hammered.
I'm really not. I could do whatever you want. Give me a test.
Test?
I can walk a straight line. I can say
I'll give you a test. You're hammered.
Give me a test. I'll prove you wrong.
That was it.
I took you to
two bars.
Yeah. Doc McGrogan's, and you spilled your drink all over the place, and then you
accident.
Wound up naked.
Naked.
And then you
danced.
You
and
danced
fell.
And fell against the waitress, and you started rubbing your dick against her ass.
And she didn't even ask for it.
So what's the problem with that?
That's a big problem.
We had a nice, normal waitress.
You might have to call Bill Butler on that one.
DeVito, I don't hear any more comments until you pay me and Chad our gas money. Right, Chad?
Yeah, I can turn his mic off.
Yeah, you know, Chad needs gas money, DeVito. Are you going to pay him?
Of course.
We got that.
Did I buy drinks tonight?
Yeah, it's all right. It's cool.
I don't give a fuck about them drinks.
What else? One while
you did at the time?
Yeah.
I'll pay for drinks now.
All right, let's see. The money.
All right.
Show me the bill.
I can't wait to see how much you have.
Who's going to the liquor store?
I can't wait to see how much you have.
No, let's see cash.
Yeah.
That card could be empty.
Do you have cash?
Is that a rush card?
Do you carry cards?
No, no. Bam don't need to carry cash.
Okay.
We want to see your cash.
I don't have shit. I have like $3. Maybe not. I have receipts.
Dude, Novak has that pocket full of receipts.
Yeah, my gas receipt that you're going to reimburse. My idea. DeVito, tell me a good sex story. What'd you do last, dude?
Let's talk about fitness and sex.
Yeah.
Did you ever fuck out of
hot... I have to piss.
Did you ever fuck a hot bra that you were training?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've had a pair of clients in the past.
You coming back?
Yeah.
All right.
But not any of these ones, I won't.
All right, so what happened?
Bam just left the show. He's going to get pissed. Yeah, I hear you.
All right, well, yeah, so what happened, dude? You're training some hot-ass broad.
Radio Novak.
Hey, yeah. Pendarvis, I need 20 grand for this show, dude.
Do it up.
All right, fitness boy.
You can sing a song, Novak.
What song?
Just feel the groove.
You want to freestyle with me? All
right, let's go.
All right, you start it, I'll finish it. It's got to be a rap.
My name is Jocasso, it's not Mac, it's not Stan. What I got here is a workout plan.
Yeah, Novak, here you. It's coming, Novak. Here we come. Here we
Novak,
come.
Novak, take this verse, I'm out.
Coming from East Baltimore, know how to sling them rocks, shoot that dope, get out of the way of the cops. Is what I do at the best, all night, all day. Never find me, never resting.
Yeah.
Did my time in Central Booking, never coming back, never second lookings.
Yeah. That's right.
Jody Vito's.
23-1 is how I did my time. Hour out of the cell, got a shower, wash my ass. They call me Harold Novak, I write a memoir. They sell it to Kensington Publishers, give me 6-figure large.
Yeah.
Don't know what to do with the cash, so I buy a Lambo, Range Rover, and look like Missy Elliott. They want me to split my incentive 3 ways. Say fuck them all and I'll shoot it in a day. In my arm and I'll never make another buck. Come on, get in this, Bam. Alright, we got a freestyle going. Let Bam freestyle. Freestyle, we're rapping, Bam. Just let the radio run.
Selling books to crooks. Making money off selling cheap hooks.
I don't know. Track 4.
Rock and roll.
Track 4 is always the one.
Bam saves you, DeVito.
Where the fuck is Santa? Buy it.
No.
Christmas.
DeVito, listen to this.
I'm listening.
Comes in November.
Your life. This is him right here in my arms. Best song in the world. Radio Bam says 20 facts, and I'll be back.
Fuck shit!
Yeah.
Big
time. No!
What track? 4. You're right. You're always right, Bam. You
know. Wow.
It's your radio show. That's how you do this. He knows the track numbers, and here it is.
Down on
All right,
I can't hear G.
Well, yeah, it's because I have everybody off. You wanted to close out the show, Joe DeVito.
We're not closing shit.
Right on.
Check. If you want to get the fucking movie, go to BamMargera.com and check the update section. Okay, later on.
Yeah, Ryan G's fat. He has a gill.
You probably never even put it on your site, G. Yeah, did you?
Dude, I have teaser photos on.
Come on, man. It's fucking Memorial Day. Can
Yo, bottom line is thank you to Bam and Novak and Jess and Chad and Hannah and everyone who fucking killed it for this movie.
All right. But you've been watching the Grammys. This is Radio Bam. I don't know. Thanks, Joe. And you're next, Novak. Say goodbye to the friendly people out there. Wish you a happy Memorial Day so I can close this shit out.
Okay, I'm gonna listen to Chad. I would like to thank DeVito, Bam, Chad, fat ass fucking
thanks,
G
Radio
over
Bam,
there,
Smash
Radio
28.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.